KHAW Mobile.
WKJ4WZM.
So you headed down to Florida?
Leave in about an hour, and I really don't feel like going, but yep, that's where I'm going.
You gonna be down there for a few days, or down today, back tomorrow? How long are you gonna be gone?
Tomorrow, dropping off a truckload of stuff around 5 or 6 a.m. down there.
Going pretty deep into Florida. Like, my APRS beacon was covering up the first half of your transmission, so if you said where it was, I didn't get it. Going all the way down to the tip, or like Orlando, or?
About to drive 11 hours in a day, as far as the law is concerned. And it's, I'm going 6 hours away, down by Panama City and stuff like that. So I won't quite be all the way down to Panama City, but that part of Florida, above there. And so I'm going to drive down today and get my 10-hour shutdown out of the way and then deliver early in the morning and drive back. Hopefully I'll be back in the early afternoon.
Florida's kind of high concentration of COVID. Be careful while you're out there. Wear your mask.
The Florida I'm going to is out in the sticks. Florida has some pretty empty spaces, and that's where I'm going. Pretty much in the middle of nowhere, but on the edge of civilization, so.
Well, that's a good thing. My wife had to go visit her sister in the hospital while her and her husband were at her father's funeral in Johnson City, Tennessee. And she was one of, like, the third, no, she was, there was, like, three cases in the hospital there the whole time so far. So she really wasn't worried while she was walking around the hospital in Johnson City, Tennessee, because they only had three cases of COVID the whole time. So hopefully yours will be a situation like that.
It should be. Johnson City, I roll through there several times a week. I either end up going to Atlanta or Charlotte or heading up that way, rolling through Johnson City. No matter where I go, I roll through one of those places. Now, I never stop in Atlanta or Charlotte or anywhere near them, but I always drive through down the highway through there.
Well, that you don't have to stop, that you can keep on rolling. So, how you liking it so far? Are you enjoying it?
Yep.
Sure, from what you were used to, huh?
Much different in a whole bunch of laws that I never had to worry about before. Good grief. The biggest thing is, I always hate getting started. Like, this is the beginning of my work week. Usually my work week begins on Sunday afternoon or Sunday night, one of the two. Very rarely it'll begin Monday morning, early. But most of the time, this is when my work week starts. I never feel like getting started, but I don't mind it once it does get started.
The first step is the hardest. I know I did that when I first started out. I worked rotating shifts at Michelin, and when third shift came around, we had to be there, I believe it was 11 p.m. on Sunday night for the first tour, right? And then we were out of there by 8 o'clock, really finished up by 7, but out by 8 because of all, you had to button everything down before you left. But 6 years of that. Everybody else was going to bed, and I was going to work. That does take a little bit getting used to, but like you said, after you get there and you get going and everything started, piece of cake.
I did that at where I used to work a while back. I mean, me and Nathan worked at the same place down in Fountain Inn. Both of us worked third shift. I worked double shifts pretty frequently, but he usually didn't work double shifts. I don't think he ever worked a single double shift there. But we would go into work Sunday night, clock in at 10 p.m., be off at 6:30 a.m. When we were working third shift. And I usually ended up working third shift and first shift, or second shift and third shift, stuff like that, because I knew how to do a lot more stuff than he did, so they put me to work all the time. I worked too many double shifts, and I didn't like that.
You're busy. It goes by pretty quick. I remember I was in the lab They started me out pulling chute, that's French for scrap, pulling scrap out of boxes and separating the good stuff from the bad stuff, and then weighing it up at the end of the shift and charging each one of the lines for how much scrap they produced. And then moved into, they gave me a bicycle and I had to go throughout the plant taking measurements and samples. So when 5 o'clock came around, it's like a ton of bricks hit me. I mean, I got sleepy as could be. I'd have to hop on my bicycle and make a round, even if it wasn't time yet, to go pick up samples. So I didn't get sleepy. As long as I was busy, I was fine. But when I get unbusy, when that 5 o'clock mark hit, oh, it's like running into a brick wall.
Then I get sleepy. It's like an hour before sunrise, I get tired, and then sometime I get tired for about 1 hour, anywhere from 12:30 p.m. to about 3 p.m. So it might start from 12:30 and be gone at 1:30, or it might start at 2 and be gone by 3, somewhere around there. But there's like an hour in the early afternoon where I get really tired, just for some weird reason. And as quick as it showed up, it's gone. It's just, I'll go around a curve in the road, just poof, gone. Completely night and day difference. It just puts off like a switch. End of tired.
Well, drink some coffee yet?
Yes, I feel tired.
Gotta drink a cup of coffee. I never drank coffee until I worked third shift. And I learned to drink coffee then. Boy, I remember the first one. It was awful. But now it's great stuff.
Any combination of light to dark coffee or cream or sugar or no sugar or whatever, but I cannot stand dark coffee with cream and no sugar. I'll drink dark coffee without cream and without sugar, or dark coffee without cream and with sugar, or anything, like any combination of hot or cold, it doesn't matter. But I cannot stand like dark coffee with cream and no sugar. Ugh, I just can't stand that.
Well, I am for iced coffee. My wife just got me one time and said, here, you're going to try this. And I tried it and I said, see, I don't like it. I tried it. I've never been able to adapt to cold coffee. Ice in your coffee. Never been able to do that. I can still drink it if it gets cold and I'm finishing off the last little bit in the bottom of the cup, no problem. But iced coffee, I'm the same way you are about coffee with just cream.
Yep, so I can understand that then. See, I can get a cup of black coffee as boiling hot and I need to drink it, and I'll just dump ice in and cool it down and drink it, because I can drink the whole thing all at once and delete my tiredness immediately instead of sipping on it and burning my mouth and all that. I'd rather have iced coffee. I like hot coffee, okay, but I'd rather have iced coffee than burn my mouth.
Well, sip on it just a little bit at a time when it's really, really hot, just because I'll never forget when I met my wife, I was drinking it, and I was gulping it down. And she said, no, just one sip at a time. Don't make it last. And she was right. That's why I do it now. But live and learn, huh?
It all depends on how tired I am, too. If I'm really badly tired, I'll drink the whole thing all at once, as fast as possible. But if I'm just slightly tired, I'll sip on it and make it last for a long time. Because I can deal with slightly tired. I'm not going to fall asleep slightly tired. But I can make that cup of coffee stretch. Because it's not like I can just stop every time I get tired. So I'll buy two or three coffees and I'll just have them in the truck. And if I need one, I'll get one.
Thermos to keep it hot.
I can drink my hot coffee going on down the road. I have a Yeti cup, and I can have one hot coffee there. And then the rest of them, I buy cold. Since they're already cold anyways, I just, they're in bottles or whatever. So I just, depending on what truck I drive too, I can just keep them wrapped in plastic, and they'll stay mostly cool sitting in the seat. And I can drink them that way. Or if I want it hot, depending on what truck I'm driving, one of the trucks doesn't have insulation in the floor, so the metal floor of the truck is in the rubber mat right on top of that, and so the insulation layer in between, so the truck, the floor gets really hot, 160, 170 degrees hot, so I can just sit the canned or bottled coffees on the floor for an hour, and they're hot, so I can have hot coffee immediately that way, and I'm driving that truck down there. So that's a bummer because the floor isn't in play, but at least the air conditioning works really, really good in that truck.
W4DJW. Well, this will be my last one because I'm pulling down into the driveway. I had to take a load to Goodwill. Cleaning out. Unhoarding. Getting rid of hoarding stuff. But good talking to you, Daniels. You stay safe on the way down there and on the way back. And I enjoyed it. KJ4WZM, W4DJW. Until next time.
4WZM here. Yep, good talking to you, and thanks for picking up the net for me tonight. Hopefully I can do it next month. I'm sorry about that. Sometimes that'll happen. Sometimes I'll be here, and sometimes I won't. So it's just the way things are at the moment. And it's going to stay that way for 2 years, so just a heads up on that. I got a 2-year contract. After that, I might drive local. I don't know. I'm not certain yet. But W4DJW, KJ4WZM.
Hey, we're on the frequency you pointed.